a cloud of dust, and a hearty hi-yo, Silver, the Lone Ranger. Faithful Indian companion Tonto, the daring and resourceful masked rider of the plains, led the fight for law and order in the early western United States. Nowhere in the pages of history can one find a greater champion of justice. Return with us now to those thrilling days of yesteryear. From out of the past come the thundering hoofbeats of the great horse Silver. The Lone Ranger rides again.
Come, Silver! Let's go, big fellow! I'm Silver! Away!
As he hauled his gear down the gangplank at Galveston, Spike Carter was the perfect example of a hard-bitten old sea dog. He was a big, rough man with squinty eyes and deep, furrowed, leathery skin from many years in the sun and salt spray. He walked with a strange, rolling gait peculiar to sailors of his day. Spike Carter was suffering from a bad case of sea legs. He stopped in Galveston just long enough to buy a horse and provisions for a long trip across dry, hot country. The old salt was a strange sight as he mounted his newly purchased pinto and rode out of town.
Get up!
Spike Carter rode due west until he was within a day's ride of the Rio Grande. Grizzled and dust-caked from his long ride inland, Carter pulled his frothing pony to a halt in front of a run-down cabin in a secluded spot just outside the mining town of Sutter's Gulch.
Go there! Ha, ha.
As he reined up and dismounted before the cabin, the door opened, and a big, coarse-looking man ran out to meet him. He was Snake Hopkins, an old friend of Spike Carter's.
Spike Carter, you old sea dog.
Ahoy there, Snake. It's good to see you, you old landlubber.
You got here a little sooner than I expected. That's all the better. Come on inside the cabin where I can rest up and down a drink or two.
Yeah, fine, Snake. I'm all for that. Yeah.
Just set yourself anywhere, Spike. I'll be pouring a couple of drinks.
Yeah, if you don't mind, I'll just stand abaft the table and stretch the leaves out of my backbone. The 2 weeks cruise on the horseback kind of shook me down.
Well, a swig or two of this stuff ought to help loosen you up. Here.
Thanks, man.
Yeah.
The warmth of the stuff goes right to my keel.
Spike, I suppose you're wondering why I sent for you in such a hurry.
Well, you said in your letter you come on a sure thing. wanted me to join up and lend a hand.
That's right, Spike.
Well, Snake, just what is the sure thing you got in mind?
Remember that time a few years back when you saved me from the law and I promised I'd give you notice when I found a way to square things with you?
Yeah, I remember.
Well, believe me, this is it. About a mile to the east of this hut, there's a little mining town called Sutter's Gulch. It's a right nice little place for them that likes it.
Store the gap and set your course.
You've got a nice business-like bank sitting along the south end of the main street. And it's just bulging with gold.
I see.
Most generally, there's only the banker and a teller in the place. And during the day, most of these gold-fevered fools is out panning for dust. That means the town's pretty well cleared out.
Your talk's getting very interesting. Yep, very interesting.
I knew you'd like the deal. It's a two-man job. And with the loot, we can head over the border and live like kings for the rest of our lives.
I'm for that, mate. You can lay to that. Yeah, these old bones of mine ain't good for many more voyages. I've been wanting to hit it lucky and settle down to a nice, quiet landlubber's life for quite a spell now.
And you'll work with me on the deal?
Snake, you don't think I'd risk my life by riding back to the Gulf on that ornery razorback critter I got sitting outside, do you?
By golly, Spike, I'm mighty proud. Now, come on. Let's dig up some grub and I'll give you the lay of the land.
Fine, mate, fine.
I think by tomorrow we should be able to go to work.
The following morning, two other men rode into the little mining town of Sutter's Gulch. One was a Lone Ranger disguised as a prospector. The other was Tonto, his faithful Indian companion.
Tonto, this is quite a community.
Ah, this heap new town.
Glad I wore this disguise. Sort of give me a chance to look the place over.
Ah, you go with me to get supplies?
Yes, Tonto. Right up here. We'll tie up the bank hitch rail. Go silver, hobo.
Go scout. Go scout.
Otto, someone's mocking us.
Timus Hubby. That's not man.
No, it isn't.
No. It's Parrot over there, Mexican fella.
Sure enough. Parrot. Let's have a look at it. I've always enjoyed those birds.
Buenos dias, senor.
Buenos dias, amigo.
You must not take offense at my little Chiquita, senor. She's a very wise bird.
Wise bird.
Chiquita seems to pick things up very rapidly.
Oh, si, senor. That is why I say Chiquita, she's a very wise bird. Chiquita, talk to the nice man.
Horse up.
Chiquita seems interested in our horses.
And horse seems to want to talk back.
See, she likes horses.
Horses.
They can talk some more, amigo.
Si, amigo.
Amigo.
Como está? Enough, Chiquita,
Otto, perhaps you could teach Chiquita some of the language of your tribe.
Me try. Sumo, kilo me.
Otto, I'm afraid Chiquita would rather talk to Scout.
That's right.
We must be going now. We have lots to do.
Well, hope you will stop by again sometime and talk with Chiquita and me.
Thank you, Manuel. Gracias. Perhaps we shall. Adios.
Hasta la vista. Oh, Chiquita, your mama's.
Adios.
My, but they were nice Americanos. Were they not, Chiquita? My little carita? You stay there on my shoulder. And we'll say buenos dias to our friends in the bank. They too are so very nice.
Very nice.
Yeah. Here we are.
Well, good morning, Manuel.
Good morning, Senor Calhoun.
Howdy, Manuel.
And Senor Randall. Chiquita, what did you say?
Buenos dias.
Manuel, Bruce and I surely do look forward to you and Chiquita's dropping in on us every morning like this.
We certainly do.
Well, that is very nice. Chiquita and I would like to have many friends. Do we not, my little Chiquita?
Horse scout.
What's this horse scout business?
Yes, that's something new.
Oh, she made some new friends this morning. One was an Indian. He called his horse Scout. You know how my little Chiquita likes horses?
Yes, I know. I remember when he...
Avast, you swap.
I didn't see anyone come in.
I said avast.
My pride here means stand where you are. Raise your hands and keep your mouth shut tight.
That's right. This is the holdup.
Hold up!
Shut that bird up before I start pumping lead.
No, no. My little bird, she mean no harm.
Just keep her quiet, that's all.
You must be quiet now.
All right, mate. Hand over all that gold you got there in the vault.
Here's the bag, Spike. You can put the loot in it.
All right, you swab, snap to it.
Yeah, get moving. We ain't got all day.
Yes, sir. We're working as fast as we can.
We're just about ready.
Wait! I'm reporting again. Look out, master!
I'll see you. That's one of them, Spike.
I got the other one there. Come on, get that gold. Let's get out of here. Let's shove off.
I'm getting it. I'm getting it.
Hey, Snake. We ain't leaving no witnesses, are we?
Not in your life.
Senor, do not shoot a poor defenseless man. Please. I've done no harm. I will not speak.
You sniffling little pig.
No, no, I beg you. Don't shoot.
That should hold him, Spike. Come on, let's vamoose. Hey,
where'd that pet go to?
Never mind the bird. Everyone in town heard those shots. We got to get out of here.
Come on, back way.
Jumping Jupiter.
The whole bank turned upside
hey,
down.
Hey, Sheriff, look. Manuel lying here.
Manuel? Why, this is terrible.
Look on the other side of the corner. Jed Calhoun is teller Bruce Randall.
Yeah.
Hey, the Mexican's still alive. He just groomed.
Yeah, but he's been hit bad. Look at him.
As the sheriff and the townsman looked over the scene of the holdup, the Lone Ranger and Tonto, also attracted by the shooting, moved up through the crowd to the side of the little Mexican who lay dying on the floor of the bank.
Pardon me.
Sheriff, I see Manuel.
Sure, stranger. Go right ahead.
Amigo.
Yes, Manuel. Amigo.
Two men.
Easy, old fellow. Easy. Tonto, give me your canteen.
Here. Your water, Timasabi.
Here, Manuel. Take some of this water.
Amigo.
Steady.
I'm so very weak.
Easy.
I...
Easy, fella.
Senor, where is my little parrot?
This is Manuel. Found her hiding behind the counter, scared to pieces.
Oh, my poor little carita. Sheriff.
Yes, Manuel.
I have not so long to live. Please, take care of my little chiquita. Please.
Sheriff. That was his last request.
I heard it, stranger. And I'll take care of the bird for him, too. What's more, I'll track down those yellow-livered thieving polecats responsible for this if it's the last thing I do.
That's the talk, Sheriff. This stealing and killing ain't going to go unavenged in this town.
Avast,
Bob!
Avast!
Toto, listen to that parrot.
You hear?
Hold up! Hold up!
That bird's repeating what it heard when the gunmen were here.
Snake!
Snake! Snake, huh? Otto, let's get outside and we can talk.
Yeah.
Otto, that parrot was speaking sea jargon.
I mean, no.
It also said, come on, Snake.
Huh?
That means the name of one of the bandits was Snake.
That's right.
Toto, the bird gave us two leads. One is a man who talks like a seaman. And the other, a man named Snake.
The curtain falls on the first act of our Lone Ranger story. Before the next exciting scenes, please permit us to pause for just a few moments. Thank you. continue our story. Despite the fact they had no lead to follow, the Sutter's Gulch Sheriff and his posse rode out in an effort to find the men who robbed the bank and killed the banker, the teller, and Manuel, the friendly little Mexican who had owned the Parrot. Still disguised as a prospector, the Lone Ranger and Tonto stayed behind to ponder the lead given them by the jabbering of the Parrot.
Tonto, the town is pretty upset about this robbery and triple killing.
Me know.
The Parrot gave us a little lead. We know one of the crooks was named Snake and one talked like a seaman. We should be able to do something with that.
No, not more than Sheriff know. Oh. Crook fella leave no sign.
Tonto, I have an idea. Come with me.
What we do, Kimasabi?
We're paying the postmaster a visit.
Well, good morning, gents.
Good morning. How?
By golly, I thought every able-bodied man was out of the posse tracking down those murdering owl hoots.
I take it you're the postmaster.
That's right, partner.
Well, I'm looking for a man called Snake.
Snake?
Yes, that's right.
Well, now, yes, there's a newcomer named Hopkins lives in a little cabin about a mile west of here. It just seems to me I heard someone call him Snake the other day. Sure is a funny-looking critter now that I come to think of it.
Well, can you tell us how to get out to his cabin?
Well, it's kind of tricky. I'll have to draw you a map.
It was some time later. With the help of Tonto, the Lone Ranger removed his disguise and donned his familiar mask. Following the makeshift map drawn by the inquisitive postmaster, they pulled up at the cabin occupied by Snake Hopkins and his partner, Spike Carter.
Hold on. Tonto, this looks like the right place.
That's right.
It looks as if we're too late.
No fella here.
This coffee pot is still warm.
Food still on table.
They must have eaten and run. We'll look outside. Yes, there are some tracks. There have been two horses here just recently.
Isn't that right?
Tonto, let's get our horses and see where this trail leads.
After riding for the greater part of an hour, the masked man and Tonto realized the trail that started at Snake Hopkins' cabin was leading straight for the Rio Grande. They discussed the situation as they rode.
Kimasabi.
Yeah?
We come to border in another hour.
Wish there was some way to head them off. Once they're in Mexico, it's going to be a problem to get them back. They are the men we're after.
Maybe we soon know.
As the Lone Ranger and Tonto followed the trail, hoping it would lead to the men responsible for the robbery and killing earlier in the day, the men making that trail rode hard about a mile ahead. They were Spike Carter and Snake Hopkins.
Yeah, it's nearly dark now, Snake.
Yeah, I was hoping we'd make the border by dark.
We ain't got far to go now.
Spike, what do you think of my little scheme?
It's working out just fine. We got plenty of gold in that haul. Left no witnesses. We're almost to Mexico. They've been bothered so far.
I told you it'd be easy going, didn't I?
I gotta give you credit, mate. You sure picked a good one.
Look up there ahead. That's the Rio Grande now.
We better cross over to Mexico before we camp for the night.
Sure. Once we get across, you got nothing to worry about. Even if the law found us, they couldn't lay a hand on us over there.
Right you are. Let's get over there fast.
Yeah, come on. Get up there.
It was some time later. Spike Carter and his partner, Snake Hopkins, were safely across the Rio Grande and free of the laws of Texas and the United States. They set up camp in a tiny clearing in the center of some tall marsh grass. It was dark when the Lone Ranger and Tonto arrived at the Texas side of the stream. They could see the outlaws' campfire burning on the other side.
Tonto, the men we're following are safely across the river.
Now what we do now, Kimasabi?
First, we must make sure they're the men we want. They are. We'll have to find a way to get them back on this side of the river.
You have plans?
Well, the only way to make sure there are men is to cross the Rio and sneak up beside their camp.
That's not easy with tall grass on the other side.
Yes, I know, Tonto. Perhaps we can pick up something from their conversation that will give us the proof we need.
We start now?
Ask him, Sally. The river's very narrow here. We'll leave the horses, walk downwind, cross the stream, and come into their camp from the west.
It was a few minutes later. On the Mexican bank of the Rio Grande, the two crooks had just finished eating and were preparing to bed down for the night.
Spike, I'm mighty tired.
Yeah, I could sleep right through a heavy squall myself.
Yeah, we can turn in now and get an early start in the morning.
Yeah, what about this bag of gold? We ain't going to just let it lay, are we?
Oh, wouldn't be such a good idea, would it?
Can't we store it somewhere?
In that split rock over there, we can put the bag in there.
Right, George, Spike. We can pull up some of that grass and cover it over. That way, if anyone should happen along, we'd have nothing to fear.
Sounds good to me.
Well, let's snap to it and root up some of this tall stuff.
Hello. I think we've heard all we need to. Those are the men we want.
And what we do, Kimasabi?
I have a plan that should get them back across the river.
That's good.
Notice how dry this marsh grass is? Tonto, as soon as those crooks are asleep, they're going to set fire to the grass on three sides of the clearing and burn them out.
Maybe fire drive them cross river, huh?
The wind's coming from the southeast. That's in our favor. We'll start the fire back well enough so there'll be a big wall to their east, south, and west. They'll be forced across the Rio in order to be clear of the blaze.
That's a good idea.
We'll be waiting for them on the other side when they get across.
And what about gold?
No, we won't touch it. That way they'll think the fire an accident, grab the gold themselves, and carry it across.
Now
all we have to do is wait for them to fall asleep so we can get to work.
The masked man and Tonto waited for nearly an hour before they started to set the fire to drive Snake and Spike back across the narrow point in the Rio Grande. Finally, they set the blaze and rushed across the river to await results. Meanwhile, the horses, smelling smoke and seeing the wall of flame creeping toward them, began to fuss and fret.
What's going on here? Snake, hit the deck!
Snake!
Look, Snake. There's a fire creeping in from three sides. The horses woke me up.
Come on. We got to clear out of here. Unhitch the horses quick. They're crazy from fear now.
That's your mate.
Yes, I better give you a hand with these critters.
Yeah, steady there.
Steady, boy. Steady there.
Tonto, we're going to get out of here. We're walled in on three sides.
The only thing to do is cross the Rio.
But that puts us back in the States.
Would you rather burn alive in Mexico? The Rio's narrow here, but the fire should play itself out when it hits the water. We'll follow the Texas side until we find a clear spot in the fire, then recross into Mexico.
All right, mate. It's getting too close to waste time talking.
Right, Spike. Just wait till I get that bag of gold.
Yeah, do it, mate. I'll hold the horses.
All right. I'm going.
Are you all right, Snake?
Yes, Spike. I'm getting the gold. There. I got it. Let's vamoose.
Right. Let's shove off.
Better lead the horses. Pretty scared.
Come on, man. Come on.
Yeah, come on, Bill. Come on, boy. Come on.
Take it easy, boys.
Easy. Come on. Come on. Easy.
Ready?
Spike, here's a reel. We made it just in time.
Let's get across here.
We could have burned alive if it hadn't been for the horses.
Sure would. This Texas bank looks mighty good right now.
It looks good, all right, but we can't take chance. We got to get back across the river.
There's no need to hurry.
Snake.
It's a trap. We've been tricked.
Right where you are.
You're masked.
What are you up to? What's your game?
I'm taking you two back to Sutter's Gulch.
Sutter's Gulch? What do you mean?
There's a little matter of a bank robbery and a triple killing. The parrot tells me you're responsible for.
A parrot?
Hello. Take their guns and that gold.
No, you don't, Redskin.
Get guns first. You all right, Tonto?
Me all right.
Get up, you two. All right, Tonto.
All right.
Tie them tight. We have a long ride ahead of us.
It was early morning of the following day. In his office, the Sutter's Gulch sheriff was talking to his deputy. Chiquita, the parrot, was tied to a perch in the corner.
Deputy, those two varmints got away yesterday without so much as leaving one clue.
Yeah, it's too bad, Sheriff.
But I ain't for giving up the search. I'm going to see those owl hoots brought to time. if it's the last thing I do. That's right, Chiquita. I'm going to do everything I can to help you.
Manuel sure loved that bird, didn't he?
Yeah, he did.
Get in there.
Hey, what?
It's a mess, man, an engine.
The men who robbed the bank and killed three of your citizens.
Chiquita, for Pete's sake. Danger, you sure you know what you're saying?
Quiet, Chiquita.
Hello. Give him the bag of gold.
Here, gold.
Well, I'll be...
Sheriff, I had to track them into Mexico. They're all yours now.
They've got nothing on us. That's our gold.
Right, you can't prove a thing.
Well, I think we can.
By golly, if these two are guilty, I'll spare nothing to convict them.
Sheriff, Chiquita's a wise bird. I think she can prove they're guilty. Otto, untie the parrot.
She sure is kicking up an awful fuss since you hauled these hombres in here.
What's going to do with that bird?
Here, parrot, see Masali.
Thanks.
Take that parrot away.
Chiquita seems to know you two.
Don't let her loose, Redskin. She'd scratch her eyes out.
She won't get loose, and neither will you two.
Sheriff, Otto and I were in the crowd yesterday at the bank.
I remember the Redskin all right, but I can't remember your being there.
While you were organizing your posse, we were listening to the parrot. Chiquita was talking like an old seaman.
An old seaman?
Yes. The bird also mentioned the name Snake. That was our lead.
Well, what do you know?
This is Spike Carter. A couple of weeks ago, he completed his last voyage. And this is the Snake Chiquita mentioned. Snake Hopkins.
Snake! By golly, you sure done us a great favor.
He hasn't given you any real proof. Court won't listen to a masked man and a parrot.
Spike, I could beat a confession out of you.
No, not that.
Talk fast, then. I haven't much time.
All right, Sheriff. You got us, we did it.
Spike, you're sniffing old fool.
Jigs up, Snake. They got us.
Jigs up.
I don't listen outside.
Boys, get these two into a cell.
With pleasure, Sheriff.
All right, come on, you two.
Hey, Sheriff. You're not going to let those other two get away without a reward, are you?
Deputy, they don't want any reward.
What in tarnation you talking about, Sheriff?
Son, I knew who they was the minute they hauled these varmints in here. That's the Lone Ranger and Tonto.
The Lone Ranger?
Lone Ranger! Horse
just heard is a copyrighted feature of the Lone Ranger Incorporated.